2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
As soon as Google announced its new artificial intelligence product, you could almost feel the trouble coming. They announced artificial intelligence for anyone with a Gmail address. You've heard about ChatGPT, right? Google's version is called Bard, and they've created an extension for your email inbox that supposedly allows you to ask anything about any email you've ever sent or received. You could ask, look through my inbox and find any emails that seem angry. Or you could ask, are my responses too nasty? And you'll get a couple of paragraphs back. So I was waiting for Kevin Roos to get a hold of this thing. Months ago, Kevin Roos became famous when he typed a conversation with ChatGPT, and by the end of it, the computer was in love with him and demanding that he leave his wife. So I knew Roos was going to drive this Bard AI for email around the block, and he did not disappoint, asking Bard, please analyze all the emails I've written and tell me what my biggest psychological issues are. A few seconds later, Bard responded, you're stressed out and afraid of failure. So Kevin said, prove it. Bard showed him a book review about Elon Musk that somebody had sent to Kevin, and Bard completely fabricated a quote out of thin air to prove his point. So to summarize, Kevin Roos is still with his wife, and anytime somebody talks about AI, remember it also stands for ain't impressive.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.